Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kummer. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Kummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. John moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John scores. Aparicio scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cummer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Howard reaches second base with a double. Cummer moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Comer scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Howard scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of May. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. Stroud goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Casanova moves to third. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hermann strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Frank Howard. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it and throws to home to get Reichardt. Rodriguez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Casanova is walked intentionally. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and tags Rodriguez for the out. Stroud moves to third. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Epstein now playing first base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cummer who is chasing the ball. Melton reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. John Matias pinch hits for Bobby Knupp. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ossie Blanco pinch hits for John Matias. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brinkman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.